Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming from the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. A new Jewish interfaith organization says that the Jewish temple can be built on Jerusalem's Temple Mount without the destruction of the Islamic Dome of the Rock. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Recently, a new Jewish interfaith group launched a project to defuse religious strife by showing that the end of times vision of the Jewish people, a temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, could be fulfilled without destroying the Islamic Dome of the Rock. Yaakov Frankel, director of the initiative, believes that the Jewish temple can be built alongside the Dome of the Rock, and this would transform the Temple Mount from a place of contention to a place of worship shared by Jews, Muslims, and Christians. Islamic cleric Sheikh Abdullah Darwish says that as long as there is one Muslim alive, there will be no Jewish temple. And the Jewish activist Barak Ben Joseph made it clear that the temple must be built where the Dome of the Rock now stands. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The continuing debate between Muslims and Jews about what has the right to occupy the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, the Dome of the Rock, or a Jewish temple, is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. 3,000 years ago, the Jewish King Solomon built the first Jewish temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. A second Jewish temple was also erected there after the Babylonian captivity and Jews returned to Jerusalem some 2,500 years ago. The destruction of the city of Jerusalem and the Jewish temple by the Romans in 70 AD left the Temple Mount empty of a Jewish worship center. The Muslims in 691 AD built the Dome of the Rock on the site where the two Jewish temples had once stood. For the last 2,000 years, Jews have prayed daily for the temple to be rebuilt on the exact spot where the first two temples stood and where the Islamic building now stands. A growing number of religious Jews are preparing to erect the third temple on the Temple Mount, and they believe that the Dome of the Rock must come down. Many ancient Jewish prophets wrote of the temple being rebuilt in the last days. Daniel in Daniel 9:27, Ezekiel in chapters 40 to 46, Zechariah in chapter 1 verse 16, and chapter 6 verses 12 and 13, and even the Apostle John in the book of Revelation chapter 11 verses 1 and 2. Any suggestion of building the Jewish temple alongside the Islamic Dome of the Rock contradicts prophecy. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...